The sight of American POWs has stirred strong emotions in the United States. Opinions about the war still vary. One place where opinions and emotions are coupled with vivid memories of America's past conflicts is at the Veterans of Foreign Wars Post 3150. Yesterday, NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams visited the post in Arlington, Virginia.
VFW Post 3150 is less than a mile from the Pentagon and even closer to the Iwo Jima Memorial. The post is located in a big house in a residential district of Arlington, Virginia, and named in honor of one of the last Americans killed in World War I. Now, veterans of Vietnam, Korea, and the first Persian Gulf War fill the seats in the hall. It's crowded for the $5 all-you-can-eat Sunday brunch. J. Gary Wagner is senior vice commander at the VFW post.
Most veterans are kind of anti-war since they know the horrors of war. But at the same time, they realize war is sometimes necessary.
He sees this as one of those times. Across the room, 58-year-old Vietnam veteran J.R. Schramm is sitting at a table eating a breakfast of biscuits, gravy, and eggs.
I question whether we belong there at all. I don't think that we've met the standards in terms of proof as to whether there is actually weapons of mass destruction over there. And I believe there is, but we just don't have the proof.
Schramm is now thinking of joining a group of veterans opposed to the war in Iraq. But he is hesitant, afraid the group may be aligned with left-wing causes he wants no part of.
I salute the flag, apple pie, motherhood, that sort of thing, just like everyone else. But, you know, it's not just a bunch of young college kids that are objecting to the war now.
Sitting near the door is Mark Pando, a veteran of what he calls the Beirut incursion. He proudly wears a red hat bearing the VFW logo and an intense, troubled look on his face as he watches the nonstop coverage of the war on the Post large screen TV.
I hate to say, but our president has done a very crappy job, let's say, of selling this and making it palpable to the world at large. And by the way, I think given the way things were going, there may have been an inevitability of doing so at some point, but I don't think that point was reached.
Pando worries about how America is viewed overseas, especially in the Arab world. And he thinks it might be best for the U.S. to practice a more neutral foreign policy and tone down its voice.
When you're the big kid on the block, sometimes it pays to be humble. You know, we're number one, we're number this and that. And that's fine and dandy, because this is still the best country in the world. But sometimes you got to step back and take a look.
Okay, I'm Gail Hoffman. I'm the president of the Ladies Auxiliary here at 3150.
Gail Hoffman says some VFW members have told her they feel the president has not made a clear enough case to justify a war.
He's gone from getting Saddam Hussein as a terrorist to we need to do this to free the Iraqi people. His objective seems to keep being added to as is needed.
Bill Wolverton is a retired Marine and a combat veteran of Korea. Thin and still sporting a close-cropped military haircut, he supports the president's decision to go to war.
You know, I hate to see boys die. I've been there, but I think it has to be done. It's just an unpleasant task that has to be done.
When you look at how long this war might last, is that a problem for you? Is there a point at which your patience might wear thin?
No. Having been in the Corps, you know, we don't think that way. You fight till you win, and I think we will.
The veterans here all seem to agree on one thing. They support the American men and women on the ground in Iraq. But even as they hand out red, white, and blue cardboard posters for people to put in their car windows, they are far from unified in their assessment of U.S. policies that led to this war. Juan Williams, NPR News, at the VFW Post 3150 in Arlington, Virginia.